Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. Our guest is a returning guest to the NewsHour. Her name is Liz Cooney, and she is one of the folks at Taro International. And we are going to be talking lots about virtual stuff, because that is the new world in which we live. Liz, welcome back to the NewsHour. Grateful that you've taken the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
So this has got me intrigued. You know, all of us seem to be, well, many of us anyway, seem to be having our lives ruled by virtual conferencing or virtual meetings, and working from home if we are fortunate enough to be able to do that. And Taro is has got some suggestions and some pointers on not only your virtual presence, but also virtual meeting effectiveness. Let's talk about that, shall we?
That's right. We are all living and working and socializing now in this virtual environment. Sometimes it's hard to tell the difference because it's all in the same space. But we have put together some of the research that we've done previously for some of our other courses and are now offering it in a virtual platform for people who are hosting meetings, leading meetings, maybe even giving presentations or interviews, all through the virtual platform.
And we have seen, of course, I do my share, not only hosting them, but also as a participant. And I got to tell you, some folks have got it down and other folks need some work, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Very, yes, absolutely. And a lot of it comes down to what you're aware of and what you aren't aware of in terms of how you are presenting yourself in a virtual environment. And for many people, we think about how we want to be perceived when we're in person, and we want to be perceived professional, credible, competent, and confident. But when we're sitting at home and perhaps we have pets in the background or kids in the background, other distractions, the first thing in our mind is probably not how am I presenting myself and how am I being perceived to the other people on the other side of this camera. And so one of the things that we have been focusing on in our class that talks about virtual presence and image is, what does the camera look like when you are in front of it? How is the lighting? How are angles where you're sitting? Because even just a ceiling fan behind you can be very distracting. And if you're not aware of those little details, you might not realize that it's affecting your message. It's affecting the ability of you to be fully engaged and interacting in your meeting. So it's little things like that that we go through and talk about how the research is shown what the best practices are.
You know, Liz Cooney, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. You know, you have hit on all of the headlines that I have written down here, as a matter of fact. I was on a virtual meeting last week with six or eight people, I think it was, and somebody had this ceiling fan going in the background. You know, the lighting on a couple of folks was awful. And and sometimes even bandwidth. You know,
yes.
You get into that and somebody's bandwidth isn't very good and everything slows down. wait a minute, what's going on here? So a couple of pointers. Can you list off, we talk about presence. And I know Taro International is really big on making sure your personal brand is the very best that it can possibly be. Can you give us a couple of tips with regard to, obviously, no ceiling fans, but lighting is kind of important, isn't it?
Absolutely. So we go through a lot of different aspects of what can make your appearance the most professional and the most confident perceived. And so one of the things with lighting is making sure that you are being lit from the front, making sure that you have lighting, whether it's natural lighting or get yourself a ring light online for, you know, $10, and put that light in front of your face so that the camera is picking up the full view of your front rather than having a window behind you or a light behind you. Even actually lighting in the ceiling can be really bad in terms of how it appears on camera. So trying to get a light in front of you is going to be the best thing for being on camera.
Right. And we've all seen that. And also, shadows. If you've got the light in front of you, you do away with the scary shadows from perhaps a light above you.
Exactly.
It looks a little odd. What about how you look physically? I mean, this is kind of important.
That's right. And so one of the things that we have seen come up over and over again is the sort of quarantine business dress where you have the business on top and leisure wear on the bottom. Do not recommend that, because you may have to hop up for something and forget that you're wearing your sweatpants or your shorts or who knows what. So if you have to be on a video call, it is important that you are being perceived the way you want. And if that is as a professional leader, you need to dress that part. So putting on a structure piece like a jacket or a sweater on top of a nice shirt button down, getting into that type of dress is actually putting you into the mindset just like you would be in the office, in a boardroom, giving a presentation in person. So it is important that we are from head to toe in that right dress so that we have both the physical and mental ability to deal with whatever comes our way. And whether it's lighting or dress, or as you were mentioning, the audio and technology issues, our mantra that we tell people in class is control the controllables. There are so many things that are out of our control when it comes to meeting and working in a virtual setting. And so you only can control what is in your ability. And so these are things in terms of lighting and dress that you can have control over. You may or may not be able to control other people's situations. And maybe if you get interrupted by a child in the middle of a meeting, but do what you can and control the controllables. It's just sort of a mantra to kind of ease people's mind, but also give them the ability to feel empowered to actually make some changes that are for the better.
Yeah, and just like in a regular meeting, I would suspect you need to perhaps silence your phone, which is also helpful. Liz Cooney, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. She is from Tarot International. We're talking about virtual presence, and if you are doing business virtually, like many of us are these days, you can't forget that you're still doing business. What about meeting effectiveness, Liz? What does that mean?
Meeting effectiveness. We are all in so many meetings. Some of us have gone the opposite, where we've realized in virtual settings that a lot of meetings could have been done through email. But others, it seems that meetings have picked up because you can't just do the stop by the cubicle, check in, ask a question. So there are more structured times that people are getting together because of the virtual and mobile distance work. So for meeting effectiveness, what we look at are kind of seven key steps to have in every meeting. And basically it provides a good structure to ensure that your objective is met, people know what they're supposed to get out of the meeting, and you're able to give people clear action steps or direction after the meeting concludes. And what that means is you're not wasting anybody's time, because we all know time is precious, especially these days. And with meeting effectiveness, wanting to just ensure that when we're getting together and having these conversations, that they're there for a purpose and there's a clear intention behind them and people know what to get out of them in the end.
That's so wise, because one of the things that all of us have been to these meetings that are called because we have to have a meeting about whatever the meeting is, and sometimes walking away from that. But those meetings that we recall that are substantial and substantive really do have an agenda to them. And if you do that, even in a virtual world, you can not only shorten the amount of time, but you can make it productive as well. Would that be accurate?
Absolutely. Yeah. And what we've found in the research is people tend to only be able to remember things in groups of threes or fives. And what that tells us is when you are planning a meeting, make sure that the key points or objectives that you want people to remember are broken down into three or five pieces, chunks, points, themes, easily digestible for your audience or for your staff to be able to recall in the future. So three or five is actually kind of the sweet spot. And it's incredible when you think about how people don't give a lot of structure to a quick team meeting. But when they do, and they think, okay, here are the three things you need to remember, or the three things we're going to discuss today. And then they're able to get through those and have a more productive conversation and more beneficial action afterwards.
Interesting. Three and five. That's fascinating. I remember the three. You know, everybody's got to have 3 points to something. But the five thing, yeah, interesting. And the research indicates that. That's one of the things I think about Tarot International. You don't pull this out of your tuchus. You know, these are things that you folks research, and you spend some time taking a look and then coming out with best practices on the other side. A couple of more quick questions for you. Deb Renner indicated that you have a Zoom production crew. What the heck is that?
We do. So for us at Tarot, we have highly focused on in-person trainings for decades. But with the recent changes, we have upped our game in terms of the virtual aspect of what we offer. And so the key to providing a good online training or online webinar or session is having a behind the scenes production team. And what that does for us and for the participants is really making things more engaging. We've all been in those meetings or trainings or conferences online that just go on and on and on. And it's very easy to multitask, hop on your phone, check your email. And what we do is have the trainers, the facilitators, they're focused on the content. But behind the scenes, we have the producers, and by having them, it allows us to do a lot more than just having somebody talk with a PowerPoint. So we can use breakout rooms. We can do different features with polling and chat, annotation, and whiteboard. We can do all these things because we've got a team behind the scenes that's helping, whether participants have technical issues or just facilitate more engaging activities throughout the presentation. And that way, it's less on the facilitators to have to juggle both of that at the same time. And it creates for just a more engaging experience, both for the participants and for the facilitators.
Now, when you put together a production team, and for folks that are listening to this are going, holy cow, this sounds like a lot of stuff to go through. It really isn't that one, depending on where you're at, I guess, is in your business or what business that you happen to be in, you can kind of scale that to who you are and what you're doing. Yes?
Absolutely. Yeah. So if you are working with just your internal team, you may not need a production crew if you're just having a meeting. But if you are giving more of a presentation or a training, a webinar that you want people to interact with each other, a networking event, it's really productive to have a crew that it can be one person or two people. It doesn't have to be a whole team, but it does mean having both the monitors and the sound ready to go, having the ability to kind of toggle back and forth between helping participants, maybe running slides for the facilitators, getting ready to launch a poll and breakout rooms. And by doing that, you can do it for whether it's 10 people or 100 people. And it really depends probably on the platform you're using. We've done a lot of research on the most effective tool and platform for our purposes here at Tarot. But I would say for anybody out there who is finding themselves more and more leading or organizing things on the virtual world, then it can be worth the time and the investment to have a separate person or team doing this behind the scenes work, because it just makes it a little bit more smooth and engaging, as I've mentioned.
One of the things I think that's important to understand is this form of meetings and this form of working isn't necessarily going away. I mean, we've had several news stories over the past couple of weeks where corporations, businesses, are engaging their people and telling them to, hey, you know what? This is working. Why don't you just work from home full time? And so this is really a trend.
We've heard that from a lot of our clients, that for even people who are able to return, people are preferring to stay home. And a lot of companies are having to reevaluate how much cost effective it is to have people working from home versus in the office, making it mandatory versus making it optional. And, you know, we have a lot of clients who are not anywhere near ready to come back to the office. So by working with the different groups and different companies out there, it really runs the gamut. And we have to be able to adapt our services and trainings to where they're at. And with travel still being very, very restricted, the virtual, it's not going away anytime soon.
Right. Our guest is Liz Cooney, ladies and gentlemen, from Tarot International. Well, I know Tarot International has prided itself on the ability to do so many of your training sessions in person. Folks that go to the sessions, or the one-on-one sessions, or the group sessions, or the classes, you know, speaking before large groups, all of that has changed. And how are you doing the coaching business of Tarot International with your clients today?
So coaching was actually one of the first things that we moved over to virtual back in March. And it's probably the easiest thing to move to a virtual setting, because it is typically a one-on-one or a two-on-one situation versus a class where we have 12 to 30 people. And our coaching has evolved. More recently, we've, as I said, added the virtual option. But our coaching offerings are for anybody from people entering the workforce to more of the professional level, all the way up to the executive level. There's a lot of different skills and services that we offer for our coaching clients. And doing it in a virtual environment, it helps people stay on track. So if they've started a coaching relationship, or perhaps they're up for a promotion and they need some interview skills, they need some image polishing skills, these are things that we have the ability to do and not have to stop, pause, and wait for things to be back in person. So we've been using the virtual platform to be able to still sort of meet face to face through video and be able to keep people on track, continue their development and leadership plan.
It's amazing stuff that Tarot does. One word, I think, really does encapsulate so much of what you folks do, and that is robust. Everything is robust with Tarot. I mean, you know, I've been fortunate enough to know you folks for a long time now, and it seems like everything that you do, from the coaching now to virtual coaching, it all is backed up with not only research, but also a robust way in which to deliver that content. So good on you guys.
We certainly try to serve the needs, and those are ever-changing these days. So we do what we can.
Liz, thanks so much for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me.
Indeed, we do now live in a digital and virtual world. Once again, that was Liz Cooney from Tarot International with some tips and thoughts about, well, about how we get along with each other in this virtual world. And yes, we will have links to Tarot International up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with this project, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Liz Cooney, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.